This is KCUR. In the Kansas City area, about 11% of seniors are living in poverty, and they want what every senior wants, to age with dignity. For many, that means living out their old age at home. But if you're strapped financially and have physical handicaps, independent living can be a challenge. KCUR's Esther Honig examines why living at home means so much and looks at how some low-income seniors overcome the obstacles.
So 37, 35, they say they need some outlets repaired in the ceiling, in the kitchen.
It's a muggy afternoon in June, and John Bruin, from Christmas in October, is inspecting houses in the Ivanhoe neighborhood.
Gutters need some repair, and they need some concrete work on the front steps. So let's go take a look, see what we got going.
Bruin, a retired contractor, visits applicants to see who will qualify for the free home repair service. Volunteers will return in October to fix everything from broken windows to leaky roofs. The organization supports veterans and people with disabilities, but 90% of their services go to low-income elderly homeowners, like 77-year-old Susie McGee.
Hi, are you Susie?
Yes, I am.
Susie, my name's John Bruin.
McGee lives on a fixed income and can't afford to hire someone to replace her broken shower or install a wheelchair ramp.
You were hoping to get a taller toilet there, okay?
One is very short, and yeah. I have arthritis. When I sit down, it's a problem with me getting up.
Bruin's been doing this work for 30 years. He says many seniors would rather live in a house that's falling apart than move into a nursing home.
I've seen some sad things. People who are 85 years old who are heating water up on the stove to put in their bathtub to warm the water up. I've had lots of people who don't have a working furnace. They heat their house by turning on their stove and opening the door.
Each year, about 1,000 individuals apply for repairs. But Christmas in October can only help half of them. John White of Rebuilding Together, a similar home repair organization that operates nationwide, says the demand for this type of service is growing.
When you combine the aging population, the deteriorating housing stock, the need for home repair services for low-income homeowners is just going to increase.
White says he sees an economic advantage to helping low-income seniors stay in their home. It can lighten the burden on Medicaid.
If we can keep elderly homeowners aging in place and living in their own homes, we can prevent folks from being institutionalized and the exorbitant cost that is associated with that.
The average cost of a nursing home is $5,000 to $6,000 per month per person. But when it comes to saving money, Jackie Moore with the Mid-America Regional Council isn't so sure. She says supporting low-income seniors living at home is expensive too.
As my grandfather used to say, ain't no free lunch. Everything, everywhere is paid for by somebody. Like Meals on Wheels. We provide home-delivered meals as an area agency on aging. It's free to you. I still gotta buy food.
There are many nonprofits that help seniors with few resources to age in place. There's free transportation, visiting nurses, even house cleaning. At the end of the day, Moore says it's really about aging with dignity. And for most, that means living at home.
One of the things that was most important when we were growing up was, quote, middle class status. How is that defined? How is that achieved? It's home ownership. That was a mark of success.
Moore says the alternative for many of these seniors is public housing or a subsidized nursing home. But the wait for a room can be up to 3 years. And it's a situation most would rather avoid.
It's crushing. It's like a failure. They worked all their lives to get to this point. Being retired, having a home, having this, and this, and it's all gone.
And that's true for McGee, the woman whose home Christmas in October is repairing. She worked for 30 years at a laundromat to pay off her home.
It means everything to me because it's something that I can call my own.
Could you ever imagine yourself living somewhere else?
No, not long as I can keep this together.
McGee has someone else to think about, too. Her 16-year-old great-grandson, who she's raising under her roof. If she left her home, he'd have nowhere to go. So for now, McGee will do what she can to continue aging in place. For KCUR News, I'm Esther Honig.